There's only one station for music, news, and information that affects your community.
Only one station.
The Community Station.
103.7. The Beat.
Six 17 in Muskegon. It is a chilly 29 degrees outside. As promised, we have Emily Lotz on the phone line from Cinema Celebration, Celebration Cinema. Throughout West Michigan, they are the leader in providing screen movie screenings to you. And yesterday was a historic day in regards to Martin Luther King Celebration. They offered Selma screening for free to students, all students throughout West Michigan. Emily, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really well, thank you.
Good, 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 good. How did it go yesterday?
You know, it was an extraordinary day. We're so fortunate to be in the movie business and in the storytelling business, and every once in a while a movie comes along that, well, you know, I love movies for all different kinds of reasons, but every once in a while someone comes along that we're just so proud to be playing because they tell important stories. And I had the opportunity to see Selma last week, and it was such a moving picture, and we felt that we had an opportunity as a company to do something with this, and we hope that it triggered great conversations in the community. It certainly had the potential to do that. And we had over 9,000 people in West and Central Michigan students come out to see that film yesterday. And we think that has the potential for triggering a lot of deeper understanding about that period of history and great conversations.
Wow. 9,000 students seen that movie.
That's correct. Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah, 9,000 students. And Cinema Carousel in Muskegon had close to 1,000 people attend screenings in Muskegon. So from most of the reaction that we've heard, people really had an appreciation for the film itself. It's a great story. You know, I was born in the 1970s, and so I have this little bits of understanding of the Civil Rights Movement and Martin Luther and King and the I Have a Dream speech, and yet I recognized in watching the film that there are nuances and layers to understanding what happened there that were lost on me, and so I was really appreciative of it as a movie, and I hope that other people who had the opportunity to experience it were too.
Over 9,000. Now I got to do the math here. How much you charge for movies?
our ticket rates do vary, whether they're students or adult. We paid the licensing fees to our film distributors for all of those tickets. We just felt really strongly about giving people the opportunity to see this film who might not have otherwise. So,
wow.
Yes, it was a bit of an investment.
it got to be over $50,000-$60,000 investment. That's a lot of give. What made you say, you know what, we're going to do this for free? Because there's still some theaters who didn't do that. There was a lot who did, but there's still a lot of them who didn't. What made Celebration
yep.
Cinema do this?
Well, you know, we have a 70-year history in this region. My grandpa started the business in Grand Rapids, and it's grown into our having theaters in six cities in West and Central Michigan. And you know, we've been here for a long time, and we care about the communities in which we operate. And so we do a number of partnerships to support great conversations and organizations in our community. We heard that in larger cities in the United States that some outside business groups and philanthropic organizations had been planning probably for some months and created pools of funds to send students.
Wow.
To see this film. But that was hitting cities like Boston and New York and not cities of our scale. And so when we heard that about a week and a half ago, we decided we had the capacity to do this for one special day, you know?
Right.
And we didn't actually realize how big it was going to get, but we're really glad to have been able to do it.
Wow. How does it feel for you to be the granddaughter of Jack Lotz? Was Jack or John? Which was it, Jack or John?
Deck is my grandfather. John is my dad.
Okay, all right, all right. The daughter of John and the granddaughter of Jack to be carrying on the legacy of them.
Well, you know, to me, they're my grandpa and my dad. So, yeah, I think that you know, my grandfather saw his own legacy as being that of an entertainer and a host, and really being somebody who was created very welcoming spaces, and he was an innovator, you know, from day one, whether it was drive-ins or recreating the whole idea of a movie palace, which had been abandoned for decades.
Right.
And, you know, I think that my dad has contributed over the last couple of decades a whole lot of wonderful vision for growth in this region. But we've all had the privilege of having this platform of a storytelling business, and that's really the passion that drives us, is that we believe that stories have this opportunity or this capacity to help people connect more deeply with themselves, with their neighbors, with their kids, with their friends in meaningful ways. And that can happen from fun stories to the very serious ones. And so it's a real pleasure to be in this business, and we try to seize on some of the opportunities that we see coming to make use of movies in a way that helps us to build communities in the way that we want to.
Wow. Emily looks on the phone line for Celebration Cinema. And Emily, did you get any feedback? Did any of the other people who attended the movies give you any feedback?
You know, we're just still hearing more of that, but yes, via social media and a lot of phone calls and then just responses to our theater staff. I think that people really appreciated having the opportunity to use the day yesterday. I mean, we do have an annual day to pause and to recognize this piece of our history, and yet for many of us, the day kind of comes and goes each year without giving it that extra thought. It's a day off school, you know?
Right,
and
right.
But we did hear from many people that it gave them something to hook into that actually did trigger more reflection and more conversation than had happened in years past. So we're really glad for that.
Wow. Well, that's been some improvements at the theater here in Muskegon. Can you talk about the improvements here?
Well, have you checked it out?
I haven't been yet. I do need to come out there. I need to go see some movies, and I will. But I read about it. I heard about it.
Yeah.
That it's comfortable. You want to stay there. You want to fall asleep and relax.
You want to take a nap.
Right. You got this reserve seating.
That theater was certainly due for new seats and a seat upgrade. And so we have just, we're in the process, but we've actually come close to finishing a complete replacement of all of the seats in that theater. They're a combination of new premium rocker seats and reclined seating. So these reclined seats, you just press a button and your feet kick up, your head rests back, and it's like you're in a living room recliner couch.
Right. Wow.
And so it's really quite marvelous and wonderfully comfortable. And when we haven't had actually any increase to our ticketing prices for that, so I'd encourage people to come check it out. It's a great way to see a movie. I would say you're still on the edge of your seat, even though it's now in a much more relaxed position.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Well, we want to thank you. Want to thank you so much. Matter of fact, I need to find our applause. I get to find our applause from our citizens here. These are people from Muskegon clapping for your grandfather, your father, you, and your staff for opening up the door for so many kids, 9,000 students, over 9,000 students, to go out tomorrow, yesterday, and to see this movie is amazing. That is amazing. Some folks probably would have never went, would have waited till it came on HBO or found another way to watch it. And now you probably have a conversation that is happening at the dinner table now because of what they've seen at the movie. And that's what we want.
We sure hope that's the case. And we feel like there is a value in shared experiences and the community experiencing something together. So that's what we hope happened yesterday.
All right, Emily, keep up the good work. This is one of the best. Hey, this had me just all smiles when I got the word from Steve and Wagner about what y'all was going to do. We got to keep in contact, and you're doing great things there. That was innovative to do that.
Well, thank you, and have a good evening. Pleasure to be acquainted to you over the radio.
There you go. You're welcome. Take care, Emily. God bless you. All right.
Thank you. Bye.